This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 27 of... Well, actually it's not, because this week Izzy's not here. Apparently, she says, her internet is broken. But I don't think that's true. I think she's running scared of my newspaper this week. I bought the News of the World and she bought the Independent. And I clearly would have beaten her. Mostly because of my article about swimming with dolphins. And the article was talking about how dolphins are great and really good to hug and swim with and whatever. But I've heard that dolphins present you with their erections. That's not an intelligent aquatic mammal. That's a rugby player. So instead of our usual competition, here's a couple of kind of deleted scenes from past episodes. I should let you know that I have played Article or Farcical with myself, and I won. So let the battle commence. Health, beauty.
No, just health, not beauty. Have you got a beauty thing going on?
Well, I've got sex and health solutions.
All right, then give us a sex and health solution.
Well, there's one woman asking about when the best time to have her nose, eye bags, skin and pigment surgery done before she gets married in the autumn of 2009. There's a woman who's got eczema on her arm, but this woman is afraid that it's actually ringworm.
Right.
And there's a question asking whether or not a woman should tell her six-year-old daughter about the birds and the bees.
Yeah, because those birds and bees are bastards and I'll take your child's innocence.
Especially those Jean-Luc Picards.
Oh, don't start on that again. Dear Dan Rutherford, I would welcome your views on homeopathy. The media has appeared to favour certain scientists' views of a large minority of the population on the subject. A large minority, that's interesting.
Interesting.
There's plenty of exciting research going on in the field of homeopathy. Really not. Which does not see the light of day. There is a reason behind that. There is so much more to homeopathy than hard science.
There's more to homeopathy than fact and empirical evidence. There's also faith.
Exactly. I mean, homeopathy, if you take it, my mum takes it, and I have managed to get her to concede that every time she takes it, she is paying the magic fairy. You may as well say you're taking tiny little pixies and putting them in your belly to make sure that they can spread their spreadly tinkly dust all over your insides and make you happy in a magic land of woo-woo.
So what does Mr. Rutherford have to say?
He doesn't. That's just a reader's response to presumably last week that had a homeopathy thing. Because presumably Mr. Rutherford said, there is no fact behind any of this, but it's a huge industry with people ripping each other off and also refusing genuine life-saving treatment to die at the hands of water. But never mind. I don't know what he said. I can't back any of that up. If you want to talk to us about homeopathy, do write in.
Yeah, and also if you want to buy some Sunday supplement Placebonics, which is a bag of air.
The actual bag of air is contained within a bag of air.
So we don't actually have to deliver it to you.
No, do deliver it to you, but we deliver it to you in your sleep and you'll notice it because it'll be when you inhale quite deeply.
And that's £80 a bag.
So if you find yourself inhaling deeply and you feel better because of that,
send us a check.
But my main health article, which actually isn't in the health section, it's in Stella. It's called A Life More Ordinary, which is about women who are autistic. It's quite an annoying article because they really go into the fact. She briefly mentions a thing where she sort of says, some people think that maybe autism doesn't go so noticed to women because nobody notices a quiet girl, really.
Right.
A girl may be withdrawn and uncommunicative without attracting attention. When she develops a calorie fixation, it becomes a serious problem. Counting calories may be a manifestation of autism. And this is actually linking possible autistic behaviour to anorexia, right, which would explain why you have a higher proportion of women anorexics than men anorexics, perhaps. maps.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's really interesting, but they don't go into it enough. It's basically this woman trying to interview autistic women. And the trouble with autism, I don't know if you know anybody who is autistic, they're very matter of fact in the light of day. So when she asks Cara whether there are any advantages to being autistic, she says it got her to the front of the queue at Thorpe Park. She tries to find out more about Lauren's relationship with her family. She says her father is going to fix her clothes horse, so they have a bond. It's a very big struggle for women, I think, because women tend to be much more social, chatty. You know, the social networks of women have been studied to be much greater than the social networks of men, within families particularly, and that could be huge.
So essentially the article would have been better had it not been about the people, but more about the actual phenomenon and the science of it.
No, it's a good article. I really enjoyed it.
I win because I haven't got anything about homeopathy in mind.
Yeah, yeah, Simon, that's right. Yeah. Adults.
Let's try and do a money section without talking about the credit crunch or the meltdown or the bailout or money.
Well, that's stupid. Your rubbish paper would talk about money in the money section. Is that what the Express did, Simon?
Pretty much.
What happened?
I don't know. It just got silly and started talking about mints.
What sort of mints? As in walking funnily?
No, just different types of mints.
Beef, lamb.
Yeah, and polos and spears. To be honest, I'm lying. All the articles about money this week were about the credit crunch or the meltdown.
Mine's got a massive picture of a nurse on the front with first aid for your finances, and it's quite amusing.
Have you noticed how the financial articles tend to always try and work in some sort of erotic photo?
Well, I was going to talk about a comment made by Paul Farrow, and there is no eroticism on this one. I mean, I suppose the cartoon of the nurse is quite erotic with her little bunny face and bunny bum and bunny slippers and her mouth covered.
Right, is that a lie?
Hang on. Well, she's a good-looking cartoon.
Right, okay. So what's the quote?
Well, Paul Farrow has a comment, which is like a column almost, but it's not a column because it's lengthways across the page, so I don't know what you'd call it. Anyway, it says, I moved house in a flat market and survived.
I understand. He moved house in a flat market, as in he... moved to a flat.
No, he moved house when the market wasn't the best, you see.
So he's bragging.
Yeah.
You can't use your not column to brag about how your house is better than everyone else's because you bought it when it was cheap.
In this lending climate, just took half an hour with Nationwide. So you should go to Nationwide, unless you're poor, in which case don't.
Right, well, I've got something sort of relevant to that. And it's kind of the insider.
Oh, yeah.
The gossip column of the financial world.
Who's been kissing who? Ooh. Is Alistair Darling a real darling? Or is he more of a lovey?
Well, it's almost like that. It's talking about Tony Blair's job at JP Morgan, where he's become this advisor and he gets £1 million for doing it every year. But there's one or two things in the article that are a bit bitchy. First of all, I'll quote it. It says, after all, as it was he who, with his then Chancellor Gordon Brown, got us into this mess, you would expect him to have a few ideas about how to get us out again. I think that's a little bit unfair.
Do you?
Yeah, I think you can fully blame Gordon Brown and Tony Blair for a global financial meltdown.
Yeah, but they can blame the fact that our banks got involved in it and that hedge funds were allowed to continue because they weren't regulated in this country.
I keep telling you that hedges are really important.
They are. Otherwise, we end up looking like Norfolk.
Exactly. So, but they're basically saying that he doesn't really do much at JP Morgan and they haven't heard any good advice from him either. But then they conclude, oh well, Blair still has well-paid jobs at insurance giant Zurich and Yale University to fall back on if he gets fired. Why do you need a gossip column in the financial pages?
Why not?
Well, why not have a page three girl?
Well, why not?
You could do some really stupid puns, couldn't you? Things are looking up.
Don't you like puns? I've got a few puns.
All right, then go on. You can do two puns.
Two puns.
And if I like one of them, you can win the section.
Okay. Chapel. A male apple.
Right, okay.
Meteorite. Meteorite. A converted vegetarian.
All right, you win.
Yes!
So all that demonstrably proves that my newspaper was the best this week. So the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was the News of the World, which was my paper. And because I won article and farcical as well, that means it's a clean sweep for Simon, as always. Please do join us next week. We'll have a full episode for you. If you want to write to us in the meantime, it's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. Visit our Facebook group or our website at www.sundaysupplement.com. And I will pass your regards on to Izzy. Bye!